But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he is denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. 1 Timothy 5:8, ESV. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living in. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15, New International Version. You are listening to the Resilient Masculinity Podcast. Hello and welcome. This is week 2 of our third S in our Safety, Stability, and Service Breakdown. Last week we covered the mindset. This week we're going to talk about serving your family. Next week we'll talk about serving the church. Today, again, is all about serving the family. Why, as Christian men, we are called to not only lead our families, but to serve our families, and what that looks like practically. So again, obviously from the verses that I read at the beginning, you can tell serving your family is a big deal. In fact, if you don't provide for your family, you're worse than an unbeliever. So clearly this has some ramifications to it, and clearly this is powerful. And why is that? We'll dig into that and how this looks, what this looks like practically, and how you can start some of those habits today. First, I want to say thank you to all who listen. You guys are the reason I do this. I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the help. Like, share, subscribe, all those fun things. You all know that. Anyway, into the episode. So why for service? Why are we starting with the family? Because ultimately your family is the blueprint for how you will lead and serve others. Your primary focus, your primary duty as a husband is to pastor your family. That is your job. You are to shepherd your family in the love and the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. You're to wash your wife in the water of the Word, making her sanctified, presenting her to Christ as one who is without blemish, just like Christ does the church. He loves her. He sacrifices himself for her. He washes her in his blood and in the Word, and presents to himself a bride who is without blemish or spot. And we do the same thing with our wives to Christ. And we teach our children in the admonition, the discipline and instruction of the Lord, in the nourishment, in nuthesia, in the loving nourishment of the Lord. What does that look like? What practically, as blue-collar individuals, you know, I grew up blue-collar, my dad was blue-collar, his dad was blue-collar, and his dad was, I come from a long line of blue-collar workers. We're very practical people. We're very hands-on people. We don't need the big fancy acronyms. We need practical. So let's dig down, let's get blue-collar about this, and let's get practical. What does that look like? Starts with how you love your wife. How you show that love. Gentlemen, do you send your wife to work for another man? Do you send her to work for another man who mistreats her, who cares nothing for her? She's just another cog in the wheel. Well, that's most women these days. Sadly, that's most wives these days, because our economy is pretty bad and it is hard. Right now, my wife is working for someone else. However, the reason she's at work right now is so that she can help us get to where we need to be. later on that may include running her own business, in which I'm very hopeful for. But right now that's what it takes. But men, when your wife comes home from work, or she's had a long day with the kids, or life is stressful, serve her, love her, show her that love. Do the dishes, they're not that hard. Be willing to help. Yes, that can look different, right? Maybe that means, hey, little Timmy has been, you know, on mom's last nerve all day, and the minute you come home, she's on the verge of snapping, and you take little Timmy and you discipline him and you say, hey, you need to honor and respect mom, and you're not. You know, you're disobeying her. You might need to get the rod of discipline out. You might have to, you know, quickly discipline your child. Do it in a way that's loving. Do it in a way that loves her too. Right? Don't be like, oh, I gotta take care of the kids. No. Maybe you need to discipline your children when you first come home. And I get that's probably not the most fun thing to walk into, but that might be what it's called for. Then go ahead. Give your wife a kiss. Give her a hug. Tell her you love her. Does she need anything like a drink of water? Maybe she needs to sit down for a few minutes while you take over something. Maybe you take the kids outside so mom can get a breath of fresh air. Gentlemen, you know your wife. You know what her limits are, and you know what sets her off. Be mindful of that. Take note when you walk home, or when you walk in the door, when you get home, take note of what the temperature is, and be that thermostat and set the temperature. Right? She's the thermometer. She's 105 and you need to be 85. You need to make sure that you correctly bring that temperature down. Cool it off. Make sure everyone's good. Continue on. Okay? Again, love her enough to be willing to discipline your children when you first get home. Love her enough to be willing just to grab that glass of water. Or maybe she needs, I don't know, maybe she needs 5 minutes alone. Maybe she needs longer than 5 minutes, but take the kids out to the park. Take the kids out for a drive. Play with the dog. Do whatever. Be willing to serve your wife. And your children will see that. And that is how your children will learn how to be men and how to be women, because they see it instilled and embodied in you and your wife. How do you serve your children? Again, you bring them up in the nourishment and admonition of the Lord. You bring them up as Christians. So for this household, we are Christian. And because we're Christian, we teach them to be Christian. So we teach them, hey, yeah, I know, you know, Jimmy beat up Timmy, but Timmy, we don't call people nasty names like that. We're Christian. We don't do that. We don't hit our sister with swords, right? Swords are tools to protect our sisters and our moms. They're not there to hurt them. If your son comes to you and is like, hey, Dad, I want to wear a dress. I think I'm pretty in a dress. You say, son, God made you a man. And he made you a boy. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to get dirty. We're going to get in the mud. We're going to go play rough. And you be that example. You be the man that they need. Serve them. By setting an example. Serve them by setting the example in what it looks like to read the Bible. Read the Bible every night. Sing songs. Pray. As a family, pray. Pray with your wife. Let them see you hug your wife. Let them see you be physically possessive, if you will, of your wife. Let them see you give her a good kiss. Let them see you poke a little fun. obviously in an age-appropriate way, right? Don't be doing anything you shouldn't be doing in front of kids, but give them a little insight into what married life is like in a godly way. So that's something, I mean, yeah, they're gonna, ugh, dad, mom, get a room, ew. Guess what? When they're 20s, when they're in their 20s and they're married, they're gonna remember, yeah, this is how my dad treated my mom. And it was good. It was right. You know, it's not a wrong way to show your wife love. And that's how you learn how to be a good example to their children, right? But they have to learn first from you. So, gentlemen, it's all about our mindset, right? What do we do? We serve our family. How? By working. We work hard every day for them. I get, you know, it's hard when the bank account is low and the bills keep piling up and little Timmy broke his toe or your wife needs more, you know, her migraines are back and she needs stronger medicine or whatnot, you know. Guess what? That's going to be expensive and the budget's tight. And it's so easy to look at the bills and say, I'm working for nothing. It is. I've been there. I have felt that. But why do we work? Why do we provide for our family? Because we love them. We love our wife. And we want to provide a good life for her. We love our children. We want them to grow up well. And grow up not only cared for, not only just loved, but cared for. Right? Don't be going into debt for stupid things. But don't value the money in your bank account more than your family. The resources are there for the people. Okay? Your money, your resources, they are there for who? For the people, for your family. So you serve them with that. You all don't pitch in for the money. Now, some of you may, right? There may be, talking to you farm kids, you know, you who work on your parents' farm, guess what? Y'all pitch in. That's true. But, it's a little different, right? But, same time, the resource, the money, the food, it's there for the people. So don't be hoarding your money to the neglect of your children and your wife. Give them the care they need. Give them the care they deserve. Doesn't mean you go buy a new BMX bike for every one of your kids, but you do get them what they need. And you take care of them. And you do so with an attitude of love. And I get it. It's hard. And there might be times where you need to delay certain things because of bills. I understand that, right? I've had to say, hey, I know this is a need. I need to stretch this till next paycheck because we have nothing. Been there and I've done that. And it sucks to do that. Like it sucks to put that on your family, right? When you're like, hey, I get we need this, but we need to wait. That sucks. That hurts. But don't resent your family for bills. Don't resent your family because you take care of them. You do it because you love them. And show them that love by serving them. By being willing to put your body on the line throughout your workday, and then also by engaging with them when you do get home. Give your wife a hug. Give her a kiss. Play with the kids. Don't be just sitting there scrolling on your phone. No, get on the floor and play with your kids. Love them enough. Serve them by playing with them. Serve them by being engaged. Serve them by giving them advice when they need it. And even when they don't think they need it, give it to them. Kindly say, son, you're getting to that age where you're going to start liking girls. Read Proverbs 5 and Proverbs 7. You know, be aware and stay away from the adulterous, promiscuous woman. Daughter, you are getting to that age where boys will begin looking at you different uphold yourself as a Proverbs 31 woman who is to be prized above rubies, and don't settle for just any Joe Schmo. Don't awaken love until the time is right. Don't push your children to be an adult until they're mature enough to be an adult. Don't put too many expectations. Don't hold low expectations, but don't force them to become adults at too young of an age. Work with your wife. Set goals together. Set a vision. You know, you're the man. You set the vision and the mission for the family, and then together you all set, you know, the course. And courses may need to be corrected from time to time. Different seasons bring different waves, different storms come up, but love your wife, take the lead, be the strong man that you're called to be the leader you're called to be assertive and say, no, this is the vision. You know, I want to start a business in 5 years, and to do so, this is what we need to do, and this is my plan. And then you invite not only your family into it, but you make them a part of the plan. Serve them by being a servant to them. That doesn't mean let them walk over you. Right? Your wife still has to respect you, and your kids still have to honor and obey you. But serve them with God's unconditional love. Serve them in a way that honors Him. And by golly, your family will thrive and hold on to the promises of God. During the tough seasons, during the economic turmoil, during the 40-year high inflation and the probably coming recession that they've been saying for the last 4 years, guess what? Life gets tough. Life gets hard. Kicks us in the teeth, and then it kicks us in the stomach. Be the man you need to be. And still love your family through it. Don't stress your kids out more than you have to. In fact, don't stress your kids out. Don't stress your wife out more than she needs to be. Be real with her, right? Be honest, be open, say, hey, babe, yeah, we got $20 in the account. But here's the plan, right? Here's what we're going to do. Don't just leave her high and dry. Love her enough to serve her by being willing to be honest and open, but also saying, hey, God's got us too. Hey, I get it's tough. Guess what? We still put our faith in Jesus, right? He is still, it is well with my soul, even when it sucks. Love your family enough to be that thermostat. Thank you for listening. Thank you for you know, tuning in. Next week, we're going to talk about, our next episode, we're going to talk about serving in the church, what that looks like, how we can do that. Later on in the season, we're going to talk about serving from a business standpoint and a vocational standpoint. And then we're also going to talk about serving out in your community. So thank you. Share this with those who you think it would benefit. And until next time, gentlemen, fight the good fight. Take the actions that you need to be taking today to become the man you're called to be. Do it well. Do it with all the glory and the grit and the strength God gives you. Till next time.